There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe, period, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Shiny Carry, TK Karski, Richie O'Hara Beaumond, Malik Ibhais, Everybody, Cole Kettler, Abigail Lewis, Bradley Caton Anderson. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Welcome to another special episode of the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM, Alex Newell. With me today I have...
Ben Meredith.
Bryn Monroe.
Helen Gould.
Mike LeBar, I'm here too!
Yay!
And we are continuing with Jason Statham's Big Vacation. So we all know who we are playing. As a quick once round, Ben, you are...
Francis Streatham Common. Jason Statham's agent and lover.
Yes. Bryn, who are you?
Hi, I'm Jack Daveson. I'm the friendly local tour guide here in South Africa.
Yes. Mike?
Hi, I'm John St. Reatham, and I was in Nam, and I'm the I'm the bodyguard here.
And Helen?
Oh, dear. I am Mrs. Alison Barrister & Co. Not actually a lawyer, TM.
That pretty much covers it. So I believe we are halfway through. So far, we had a minor misunderstanding at the Owl Sanctuary, which we dealt with quite amicably, I think. I mean, the only thing you shot were owls, really. Then we had a brief trip to a tranquil spa where things did get a little bit sketchy, but I think you managed to stop Jason Statham getting too sad. So what we're doing today, let's find out.
Exciting.
Place bets now.
Oh my God.
Owl Sanctuary.
What's going to happen? Yeah, Eels. Owl Sanctuary again.
Oh, no, not at all. We're going somewhere lovely.
The sister company of the Owl Sanctuary.
So you are all going to the National Park.
Oh.
Turns out, lovely. As well, there are extensive national parks in South Africa. So
I've rebranded my van to say Park and Ride.
Yay! So, Jason Statham, he wakes up bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Clearly, he has forgotten all about the home videos that Alison forced all of the people to eat. And now we are onto a fresh new day.
That happened.
Yeah.
Right, well, Jason Statham feels pretty good right now. What is on our itinerary for today?
We thought we'd show you some of the lovely natural features of the South African landscape, Jason.
Oh, that sounds good to you? Fantastic, yeah.
We've got some amazing national parks here in South Africa.
We'd have
a look around, and if we're lucky, we might see some exciting wildlife as well.
Oh, that just sounds like a smorgasbord of adventure. I love it.
That's the plan. Good to have you on board.
Right, in that case then, presumably we all get in, we bundle into Park and Ride and head off?
Yeah, we do.
So you bundle.
We don't want to wreck it.
Yay!
Cox and Rex.
The thing with all of these puns is every single time I have to parse whether it's either a Jason Statham pun or any other kind of pun.
There's two kinds of pun.
There's an extra layer.
Jason Statham and everything else.
Yeah, exactly. Because Jason Statham is like an extra layer, and I'm going to be honest, his entire filmography, I'm not quite as familiar with as I should be for these puns.
Transporter, Transporter 2, Crank 1, Crank 2.
Great, that's me sorted.
Don't forget
Fast and Furious 8, exist. Which one was he in?
He was in 6 onwards, I think.
I don't remember him in 6.
I mean, it doesn't really count as a Fast and Furious film unless I'm in it, am I right?
I think he was retroactively put into Tokyo Drift as well.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah,
and he was in Snatch.
He's the one
well.
Who assassinated the man.
And the bus the draws towards the entrance to the national park.
Just talking about Jason Statham, Alex, please, you're interrupting.
We're having a lovely little chat.
It was another short journey, not too much issues, and the weather is so far at least less baking hot, but no doubt as the recording progresses, the fictional world might also mimic it. So, you head into the national park.
Helen just looks genuinely sad by that prospect.
That actually wasn't sad, that was me applying very cold vodka to my legs.
Like the behind-the-scenes secrets of our homebrew cooling system.
It's very hot in here, and I am going to have to be okay with all kinds of unusual solutions to the problem.
Yeah. Just to clarify, vodka inside the bottle.
Just pouring vodka over on. This is how I call off.
We all get drunk from the fumes.
So, Jason Statham, he's immediately pressing his face against the glass as opposed to the owls this time. And he clearly wants to be out and about in this national park. He's kind of bouncing up and down in his seat, ready to go.
I let him out of the van.
He immediately runs. You know, he does that thing where he runs like 3 circles on the spot before he then just runs off into a random direction.
Jack, are you sure there aren't any incredibly dangerous animals in this park that Jason might run into?
Oh, no, of course there are, mate.
Okay. Shall we follow Jason Statham to make sure that he doesn't...
This isn't one of your boring English parks.
Is he going to run into any incredibly dangerous animals?
I mean, it's certainly a possibility.
Shall we stop that from happening?
Jason Statham is now disappearing off into the distance, going, Jason Statham loves it! It is great!
As you just hear, the owls may come back, and the security guard runs after him.
Running off into the sort of grasslands, like, whoa!
I'm going to use Eye for Detail to check for dangerous animals.
That's a good idea, that is.
Yeah.
I could use lines like, I'll be back.
Oh. So I've got a 6. I'm not going to use that line.
Because it's been a while since any of you were shot, I'm going to do the unusual thing of reducing your adrenaline. And I think that you've had enough time to sort of rest yourselves between episodes. So you're back up to your 3 stability 2, 3...
Three stability,
3 stability,
adrenaline.
0 adrenaline.
So stable and yet also so pumped.
Full of juice. So ready.
So your Eye for Detail has given you a roll of 5.
Oh, I was looking at the wrong one.
Yep. Yes. You're a roll of 5, and I believe your Eye for Detail is 6. So yeah, great. You do see there's a couple of leopards. However, you also see that as Jason Statham runs past going, Jason Statham loves this! What's going on? I didn't know leopards were native to South Africa. And as he's running, they scarper. They're not interested in Jason Statham just running around yelling things.
I mean, isn't Jason Statham really the most dangerous game?
Yay.
That wasn't...
So lackluster.
I know it wasn't. It was excellent, though. I was just appreciating it from afar.
I am going to follow Jason Statham and keep an eye out for further leopards or lions?
You know what? For South Africa, I couldn't tell you. I know further north you would get them. You know what? I'll have to do some research. So while he's having a run through the prairie...
Killer whales.
You do see him go... Oh, Jason Statham loves a good watering hole. And he suddenly just disappears from view.
Oh, no, hippos. Hippos are dangerous. Okay.
He just disappears like
so,
head and shoulders gone.
With these two, the lawyer and the security guard having run out of the van and go, Jack, would you mind driving after Jason Statham in our van with wheels that goes quickly?
Oh, yeah, I guess I could do that.
Thanks very much.
So presumably you chase up over...
Yeah.
Great. You all arrive at the same time because the rest of you that were hoofing it through the hot sun and then the van that appears at the same time, Jason Statham's just dived headfirst into a watering hole. All of the animals have apparently scattered because he just ran in going, Jason Statham! Jason Statham! Like a Pokemon. And he just bombed into the water. So they have all exited. He apparently is alone in the watering hole, having a splish splash in the middle. Kind of, he doggy paddles. I imagine Jason Statham doggy paddles a lot. And he's kind of splashing around in the watering hole. The water, by the way, is filthy. It is a watering hole. It's not like fresh stream water or anything.
Okay.
This is great. This is a great idea. Love it.
Glad you're having fun, Jason.
Also, my voice has gone wrong. It's Cockney. Cockney geezer. There we go. Found him again. Hello. Jason Statham. He's having a splash. This is great.
I remember this from somewhere. Oh, I can't think of where right now, but I'm sure I will.
Is it the Korean War?
It is the Korean War. You're absolutely right, yeah.
Turns out he's even older than we thought he was.
Much, much older.
You're actually immortal.
This reminds me of Troy. So, yeah, Jason Statham splashing around and he goes, oh, what's that?
Oh, no.
What? Jack?
Yeah, what's up?
Any dangerous animals in here?
Oh, yeah, loads.
All right. And then Jason Statham just disappears under the water without a trace. There's just splashes of water and then nothing.
John, dive in and save Jason Statham with your handgun.
I was going to say, in an instant reaction, John, after hearing this, whips off whatever clothing he was wearing at the time down to his boxers.
Down to his boxers and presumably like 20 to 30 concealed guns.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What pattern are his boxers?
Good question.
Leopard print.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Tasteless, I love
appropriate.
It.
Exactly, very appropriate. Exactly.
And what do you do? Johnson?
Unholster my 245s.
Oh, yes.
Diving through the air into the water.
Okay.
Firing at whatever is below.
Presumably you're using your weapons are weapons.
These weapons are also weapons.
Brilliant. Okay, so your weapons are weapons. Roll me the dice.
Here we go. That's a 5 and a 5.
Oh, no!
So it's a success, but they do match these two dice.
So you dive into the water, and as you're diving, you see that the watering hole is full of eels! How did they get there? No one knows. Presumably they escaped from the eel sanctuary, crawled over land, and found this water source and took shelter.
But what does Jason Statham do?
Well, they have not taken kindly to Jason Statham, and they are...
I just have one thing to say.
So they are going for Jason Statham hard. Jason Statham hasn't actually realised that he's in any kind of danger. So what he's actually doing is he's wrapping himself in as many eels as he can whilst going, look at this, in this weed. At which point, bang, 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 bang. He just start shooting eels off Jason Statham. He's going, oh no, my Voltron eels. Oh, you're always killing my fun. That said, you see more eels are swarming towards Jason. This thing is mostly eels. With a fine layer of water over the top.
It's a watering hole that's entirely eels.
Turns out it's not so much a watering hole as just eels with a little bit of eel juice over the top.
Can we call it eeling?
Yes, sure.
Great. Perfect.
So as Jason Statham continues to just cover himself in eels, because he loves a good eel. Oh, he loves a good eel. He licks them a bit. Oh, just like Mum used to make. Oh, love me some eels. He does start to suddenly realise that he's now up to his eyes in eels, so it's a little bit less like, oh, I love eels. And
Jason, make them exactly like you do find them at home and whip out your instant eel jellying powder.
are you Statham Law?
Yes, because he always carries some instant Statham. Seriously using Statham Law.
Sounds like Statham's like core to the game, so that's quite useful. Yeah, that's a big success on a 4.
Well, you say it's a big, it's not the max success.
Okay, it's a medium success.
So Statham's bald head briefly pops back out, followed by his face, and he's like, oh, yeah, jelly, one sec. He breaks out his eel jelly, which is in a dehydrated powder form so that he can travel internationally, obviously. And he just begins pouring it with what's left of his free hand into the water, and he gets a nice jelly going. So, you know, if you wanted to make an enormous pie, it'd be a big success. But it does also have the extra of lubricating Jason Statham in such a way that, despite him still trying to Voltron himself, unaware of the danger, he has actually managed to sort of extricate himself inadvertently with the jelly. So he's now upon a lake of eels rather than in.
Wriggling around.
Wriggling around.
Lubricated Jason Statham.
A big slimy Statham.
Big slimy Statham just wriggling around.
Get another Statham and then we'll let them wrestle and we'll charge for tickets.
Wrestle eels.
So seeing this unfurl as I'm flying through the air, apparently still mid-air.
See, the problem is that you're doing it in slow-mo, but everyone else is in real time.
In real time. So like,
and everyone else is just walking around at normal speed underneath you doing stuff.
Yeah. So as the last magazine empties, I then try and grab Jason Statham from the now eel goo.
Uh-huh.
And try...
Oh, you're moving very slowly. This is a really weird situation.
a skill I've developed over time. So I try and grab him round the waist and slide across the top of the eel slime to extract him from the eel
goo. just using your pure momentum.
Pure momentum in slow motion to try and drive him from the eels.
Yeah. Okay. What skill are you using for
extraction?
This? You're using extraction. Oh, it does make sense.
He's trying to extract him from
eel. You are trying to extract him from an effectively giant raw eel pie.
Oh, it's a one!
It's a one? So you succeed really... See, last time it was like, oh, Jason Statham might die really quickly. This way it's like, instant win! Okay, cool. Yeah, so you dive across, you grab his admittedly slippery head, and you manage to schlorp. I believe the technical word is schlorp. You manage to schlorp him out. But then, of course, you come down from your flying leap. But then you just skim. You're just skimming across these jellied ears, just...
While holding Jason Statham.
While lugging Jason Statham behind you, just holding onto his head.
Only wearing leopard print boxers.
It is true.
It's the most homoerotic mind picture I've ever been painted.
As you schlorp across the eels, I'm going to give you back adrenaline, having unloaded your weapons and then schlorping across the eels.
Oh, man.
So Jason Statham so far is not bored. He's not dead. He doesn't seem particularly saddened by the eels and doesn't seem to be in danger of being arrested so far. So things are going quite well. You do manage to get him to the edge of the watering hole and he just kind of sits there covered in jelly with eels around. Oh, right, so...
Barbecue?
You know what? That's not a bad idea. What skill are you using to set up a barbecue?
I don't have a relevant skill. I'm just going to roll a straight
roll.
No.
You have to justify with your relevant skill. I insist.
You said I could just roll on anything and it'd be a four.
Oh, go on then.
No, I'll tell you what. I could help you set up the barbecue by rubbing some sticks rapidly together using these hands as our weapons.
just roll the blank check.
I rolled an 11.
You rolled an 11?
Yep.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, you...
See, it didn't matter. I wouldn't have worked with a skill anyway.
You announce the barbecue as the eels, still bizarrely enamoured with Jason Statham, are kind of slipping over one and just trying to make it out of the watering hole towards Jason Statham. And you do break out your pre-prepared barbecue, presumably, but alas, you have no fuel. Jason Statham is admittedly a little bit saddened by this. Exactly one saddened by this. However... Yeah, he's just kind of chilling out at the edge, and the eels, for what it's worth, they don't seem to be able to really make it out. So with that, I think, honestly, that scene might be over. I mean, it's not necessarily like a whirlwind trip, but he didn't necessarily die. So I'll let this scene be over if you can tell me how you managed to keep him entertained for the remainder of your time in the national park. Mm. Think montage style.
Yeah. I'll use my eye for detail to point out interesting... fauna and flora.
So you keep distracting Jason Statham?
Yes.
Good call.
I'll use my Statham lore to encourage him to stand on top of the van as we drive incredibly fast around the park.
He'd be well up for that.
I'll use my local knowledge to pick the most picturesque spot to watch the sun go down.
I think that's a really good idea.
And I'll use these hands are weapons to acquire loads of local flora and fauna so that we can discuss
feast.
It as a round and then feast.
So I point them out and you collect them.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do a random thing that the game doesn't call for, but if there's one thing that I know Grant's okay with, it's spontaneous change. Everyone roll me a check at the same time. Let me know if you get a 12 or a 1.
No.
I got a 1.
You got a 1?
I got a 1.
No.
I got an 11.
So all of you have a decent time. Some of your things work better than others. However, Jason Statham seems particularly on board with you killing everything. Just be like, look, pumph, an animal. Whoa, that's well good. Pumph, another animal. Whoa. As you just slowly kill your way across the national park, who are apparently okay with this. They have too many animals. You know, what are you going to do? You set up this national park and then all these animals keep coming in and ruining it. So yeah. Jason Statham has a solid day. He has a decent day, doesn't get attacked by eels in the watering hole. And yeah, big, big success. Very happy with you all.
It's the best day
ever. Right.
Yeah.
So I guess we have to decide what's happening on the last day of Jason Statham's big vacation. However, just to shake things up, and because it is written in the rules this time, whilst there will only be the one thing that you're going to, you are combining the elements of two different ones.
So it might be like an eel spa.
Exactly.
Or
so,
an owl park. Oh, we did that.
I'm very confused.
So basically we take two of
elements.
The things.
Yeah, but I have no idea what's on the list, so...
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, that's true. We can't see the list.
Okay,
it is extensive.
So I did roll the same number for National Park. I was like, I'm not going to do that. So then I rolled another one. And then the second time I rolled, I got the same thing again. So I'm going to roll again because as fun as not blending things is. There we go. Right.
You rolling a D12 on a D20 table?
Yes! Let's. Okay, why am I getting low numbers over and over again? What a rubbish system.
Actually,
it's definitely a system fault.
Do you know what, as well? In this scene, this might be where we finally encounter the Wesley sniper.
Well, presumably he's been behind the scenes messing with us the whole time.
Yeah, but we haven't known. We haven't known that he was doing all of this. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Planting the eels.
Drugging owls.
Oh, no, my watering hole is full of eels.
You drug the eels. Sorry, yeah, that's true.
Framing us for animal theft.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Calling up all of the people who turned up at the Owl Sanctuary to let them know that Jason Statham was there.
Stealing a bunch of Jason Statham's old home videos and passing them to the spa.
Yeah. Possibly filling the spa with very shouty
people.
Oh, God. Right.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I've just read 15, and that's great.
What was 15?
Convoluted OK Go style machine with unknown malicious purpose. Very, very specific reference where if you don't get it, you're just not going to be able to do that one.
I get it.
So, you know, it's Jason Statham's last day in South Africa, and he's had an amazing time. He had a couple of moments where things got a bit shaky, but his loyal entourage did manage to get him through it. However, he's decided that he'd like a taste of home. So what he really wants to do is go to the dog races and maybe chill out with a cup of coffee, you know, maybe at a cafe beside the dog races. So he wants to see the dog races whilst at the same time having a meal, a light meal.
I mean, that's not normally an option in South Africa, but I'm sure we can throw something together for you, Jason.
You know what, give me a knowledge local out the gate.
I'll find a bunch of friends, they'll bring their dogs, we'll race them.
So see if you can set up a spontaneous dog race.
Yep, I rolled a 4, and my local knowledge is 7.
So yeah, Jason Statham, how do you occupy Jason Statham in the time it takes you to set up a spontaneous dog race?
I hand him over into the warm and loving hands of my boyfriend, Francis.
We're just lovers, please.
Oh, so clingy. So Francis,
it's
how
a
do
holiday
you...
romance. We don't live in the same country.
Exactly.
I can't be clingy. Just go with it while we're here.
So how do you, Francis, entertain Jason Statham whilst your colleague slash lover slash relationship, who knows, is setting up a spontaneous dog race?
I am going to show Jason Statham Crank.
The film
with Jason Statham in it.
Use Statham lore to see how he's going to take his own film.
But I'll add my own commentary as well.
Oh,
very flattering commentary. Oh, it goes very bad.
Oh no.
Roll a 10.
I mean, it turns out that you thought that your commentary might cover it, but it's secretly, it's just the film that he's always hated the most. I really feel like, I mean, if I'm honest, Francis, I'd never really felt like I got to the true motivations behind Crank.
Is Crank the one that's like Speed, except it's his heart instead of a bus?
Yes. I mean, yes, I know that I would die if I stopped doing things. And there was that excellent scene where, this is Alex's knowledge coming in, I think I had to hump someone or something at some point.
In the middle of a busy street.
But that being the case, the real...
It's a very strange film.
The real question is, though, what was his relationship to his mother? And I don't feel like I addressed that question.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jason.
My entire career is a joke.
No!
Oh, no!
You've got hidden deep depths.
It's a joke.
I'll try and find you something, some Oscar bait. I'll just try and get you in some sort
I'm
of...
I'm 3 sadder for the failure that was Crank 1.
Oh, no, 3 sadder, Jason. How much sadder do you have left?
Thankfully, I managed to resolve a lot of my issues for Crank 2, which I think was, genuinely speaking, a masterpiece, the likes of which modern cinema has never seen.
I'll put on Crank 2, then.
Meanwhile... Jack, you are setting up a spontaneous dog race.
Yeah.
Also cafe.
Yeah.
How are you doing this? How are you going about this?
No, I'm not dealing with the cafe. I'm setting up the dog race.
Because Jason Statham was very specific.
Yeah.
It wasn't enough to have a dog race.
I'm
going to
pass on the task of setting up a meal while we watch the dog racing to our other two colleagues.
So how are you setting
up
the dog race?
Like I said, phoning a bunch of my friends, getting them to bring their dogs.
Okay, so you're phoning a bunch of friends, getting them to bring their dogs. Where are you doing it? Are you doing it at the hotel?
Yeah, in the grounds of the hotel. Like they've got like a rose garden, and I'm ripping
racing
up,
through a rose
I'm,
garden.
I'm basically getting rid of all the flowers and drawing a track around what used to be flower beds.
So you're gonna have to give me a check to see how successfully you set up the dog race.
I'm rolling extreme sports.
Yeah, it makes sense. Makes sense. The dogs are very poorly trained.
Rapid landscape gardening.
And also rapid landscape gardening with roses.
Mm. I rolled a 5, which is my extreme sports score.
You managed to make a bit of a thing of it. In fact, Jason Statham gets a bit distracted because it's in the hotel grounds. He gets a bit distracted from Crank 2 and just starts picking roses with you. But like in a super boss, like, yeah, Jason Statham loves living on the edge. He loves de-heading roses and also spraying for aphids. This is super intense.
Yeah, rapid landscape gardening is a really popular sport in South Africa. You should come back if you've ever tried on the competition level.
So, I think we'll take a break there to discuss the competition level of rapid landscape gardening and be back in a couple of minutes.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
And welcome back. So we now have discussed the competition of landscape gardening, and also I now understand what Crank's about, which is helpful for me. So,
Alison and John still need to sort out the food.
I was going
to
say that there is a missing cafe here that was meant to be part of Jason Statham's very specific requirements for this day.
Mm. That's true.
I'm good. I know what we should do.
What should we do,
John?
Alison,
let's. I am talking to you, John.
Oh yeah, sorry. My ears sometimes still ring, and apparently I've lost my accent again.
That's fine. Mine is not steady either because I don't have a voice for this character. right. Let's threaten the staff and get them to put on a special buffet thing. You can use your physical intimidation. I can use the law.
It's an ideal situation.
Okay, give me your two rolls.
I can
then.
Cut all the meat and the sushi with my hands.
No, you're not doing it. The whole point is to get other people to do it.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm intimidating people, aren't
I? Yeah. Oh. No. Yeah, I got a 12 on that.
Okay. And what did you get, Mike?
I got 5.
You got 5, so I think you succeed at that, right?
Yeah, but I don't know what skill I'm using.
You got to tell me that.
I know, yeah.
Ahead of time.
A very
ideally.
Good point. I extraction.
I'm pretty certain.
No, so you just crack your knuckles aggressively at them. Yeah, because these hands are weapons.
I'm pretty certain your hands are weapons.
Fair
for this
point.
One.
Okay.
Okay, cool. So you. Let's deal with Johnson Retham first. I hate that name.
Johnson Retham.
That's the one. So we're going to start with that. You're cracking your knuckles and you're kind of intimidating. You know what? The staff, they're like, oh, yeah, okay. I mean, we weren't told that, okay, I guess we're making a cafe now.
Yeah, you're coming with me. We're going to set this up.
And they begin just trying to assemble the semblance of a cafe and get some food together. Meanwhile, you're covering the catering side a bit more, let's say, Alison. And you're having less luck. I mean, how do you try and convince them to put on special meals just for Jason Statham to feel at home with?
I threaten them with a lawsuit if they don't do it by saying that they are causing my client distress.
Okay. So they really do take that to heart, and you really seem to have scared them. And then you just hear a whispered conversation, and it's like,
okay, yeah, we think we've got something really special that Jason Statham would really enjoy and really make him feel at home.
They reach open and then pull open the freezer, and a bear steps out, a live bear
in the freezer.
Yeah, it was in the freezer. It was polar bear, obviously.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
You're just assuming it's not a polar bear. Yeah, it's a polar bear. They keep it in the freezer.
Is this a flash forward to the character I'm about to play in Honey Heist? Because that's good, because I hadn't told you yet.
So a polar bear, a live polar bear comes out, and they're all holding like spatulas and the stuff. And like, right, we'll just prepare this then, shall we? And then the polar bear immediately eviscerates one of them. Just spreads a cistern up the wall. And the polar bear tears through the kitchen, bursts into the lobby, and then smashes out into the dog race. There is now a loose polar bear in the middle of our South African dog race, people.
I see the polar bear striding confidently or possibly aggressively through the cafe.
It's loping and it is beelining for the dog race. Apparently it has a...
taste for dog.
And after once again yelling, "It's happening again!"
The famous Arctic warfare.
Polar bears are from the Arctic, not Arctic, the Antarctic. Okay, from
Yes, bear and without bear.
Antarctic, they were all on just holiday? Actually, no, it was a war. They were invading the Antarctic.
Oh, yeah. That's why. Oh, yes. How could I have forgotten?
But you repelled them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, somehow. And I attempt to pull out my 45s.
Your trusty 45.
My trusty 45.
Okay. Do they have names?
They do, Betty and Susan.
They've taken out owls, they've taken out eels,
and now they're going to take out a bear.
Okay.
The gun's greatest
give
enemy.
Give me the roll of your weapons or weapons.
Oh, goodness me. 7, and I have an adrenaline of 1, so that's 8, and that is my weapons or weapons.
Okay, nice. So... You do manage to shoot the polar bear a few times. You don't manage to take the polar bear out in its entirety.
Would you say plink or dink?
First plink, then dink, because you've got Betty and Susan, obviously.
Good point, yeah.
So, yeah, you start unloading your weapons into the polar bear. It turns away from attacking the dogs, manages to ignore Jason Statham for now, and just starts tearing towards you.
It's happening again! This time aggressively rather than in fear.
The dogs, meanwhile, though not actively eaten by the polar bear, are actively spooked. And a couple of them start breaking out from their handlers and they start running rampant. You happen to know that a couple of your friends, just because they wanted in on it, just grabbed rabid strays and got them along. I mean, it's Jason Statham. Jason Statham, meanwhile, he's still like, "Yeah, eat that, aphids." He hasn't noticed the polar bear. He hasn't noticed the rabid dogs. But rabid dogs are now bombing towards Jason Statham.
Francis, use your acting skills to pretend to be a seal.
Why? To distract the bear.
Yes. It will be my greatest role. I start lubing myself up. Luckily, I'm already completely bald.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah.
And pre-lubed from the heels earlier as well.
Oh, that's true. I'm covered in jelly. That was a 6, which is my failed actor. And I don't have any adrenaline, so perfect. That's good.
So the polar bear... Charging towards Johnson, sees a arf, slippery arf. Eel.
I am a slippery eel. I'm so tasty. I might just swim in the water and not have very good perception.
Polar bear immediately.
I'm running away now.
I'm going to pick up Francis the seal with the strong, reassuring arms of a lover and carry him on my back as I get the bear to follow me.
That makes sense.
I forgot.
Using the bait I've constructed, because it's an extreme sport.
That makes sense.
Of bear baiting.
Oh my god.
Double whammy using 2 skills simultaneously.
Yes, Bryn. Yes, Bryn.
With teamwork.
Yep.
Yay.
I like it.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Aww. I'm now going to roll 12 until we're already wrong.
12!
I totally called it.
So hold it
up there so we can see it.
You grab your lover, you put them on your back, they're running around as
no,
a seal.
I am a seal.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
I am a seal liking seal things.
So you're...
I'm a bit disappointed you didn't pretend to be the singer, Seal.
Yeah.
Well, we are in a rose garden, so let me kiss some of those.
So as you are running away, the bear's chasing you. Things seem to be going well. But then there's this glint in the very, very, very far distance. You don't know what it is. It's just a little shine of light. And then, bang, the bullet slams into your leg.
Oh, no.
And hits an artery and begins gushing blood everywhere. You drop down.
Oh, no, my leg.
And then you drop down, you and your seal buddy.
Oh, no, his leg.
Down, enraged by the blood that is gushing from your now open wound. Both of you take an adrenaline. A polar bear is powering down on you. Jason Statham has now noticed that there is a polar bear and loads of blood. And he's getting sad because he doesn't like it when people get hurt. His films are all about pretend people getting hurt, and he's getting a little bit more sad. So he's nearing max sad, but not complete sad, not yet. And so you currently have a polar bear bearing down on you, but you are gushing blood from a bullet wound.
First thing, excellent use of the word bearing.
Yep.
Second thing, I run out into the back garden, see this whole thing unfolding in front of me, having emptied the magazines on my pistols once again.
Yep.
look down at the scene and go, oh no, his leg. And then I see what's about to happen with the bear bearing down on them, yep. And I try to extract both of them by outrunning the bear.
Okay. Grabbing one of us with each hand.
Because you now both have some form of lubricant on you. And just roadrunnering this straight out of town.
Give me the extraction check.
Watch as I roll the 12 now. Top it off. 7! Plus 1 is 8. And it's too much. My extraction is 6.
So you run in. You managed to grab an eel. Oh, I'm an eel, I believe it was. Right?
I'm a seal.
A seal. The natural prey of polar bears. God, Alex, get with the program.
I feel like Bryn's character is trying to say something, but the bloodlust is starting to get a bit fuzzy. You grab both of them and begin your extraction, at which point a bear grabs you, just makes direct contact with your back, picks you up, and slams you down right there and then.
We've got a pile of 3 injured characters, Helen, to the rescue.
You take another adrenaline for having been caught.
No way.
And Jason Statham is about to see his entire entourage, bar Allison, get eaten. He's getting quite sad because he does. I mean, two of you are his lovers.
No, one of his lovers and his lover's lover.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's a muddy.
It's a muddy
distinction I don't think we're going
to
dive into.
I'll be honest, I'm still trying to work out how this whole thruple situation is working through. So
Jason Statham sees this, he drops his thing, the bottom lip's going.
Guys, no. Jason Statham doesn't like this at all. Someone help!
Allison.
Yes.
You step out and you see everyone apart from you about to be eaten by a bear and or shot by a bullet, and Jason Statham's about to burst into tears in an extremely public arena.
I use Spin Doctor to convince Jason it's not that bad.
So I'm going to be...
You're going to let us die, but you're going to make sure it's poignant enough to...
My job is to make sure he has a good time.
I'm going to be really cruel, and because you got surprised by the bear earlier, I am going to give you an adrenaline. I didn't mention it at the time, but you're definitely getting an adrenaline.
Such a corporate girl. All about the company objective.
It's all about the client, Mike. It's all about the client.
And client satisfaction.
Oh! I got 2 and 2.
You got 2 and 2?
Oh, no.
So, talk Jason Statham down. How do you explain it to him?
No, don't worry. This is actually an elaborate practice rehearsal for a new film that's coming
up. Oh, what's the film?
Chased by a bear until our pants fall down.
That sounds like a great
it's a comedy.
Is that a real bear?
No, it's just 2 people in
brilliant!
Costume.
Jason Statham drops everything, runs over, and leaps upon the bear to begin riding it. So the good news is Jason Statham is now no longer sad, but he is riding a live polar bear, and Bryn, your character, has been shot and is bleeding.
Yeah, the bear isn't local, so I've got no way to deal
Jason
with it.
Statham is riding this, by the way, and he's having a great time so far. He's like, hey, hey, it's so convincing. Look at its teeth. Oh, they feel dead sharp.
I've got something for this, surprisingly. And I'm going to roll over and throw something into the bear's face, shouting, heroin bomb! Use narcotics to hopefully immediately OD the bear.
I'm not going to engage in this. Go for it.
Nah.
So you throw your entire heroin, apparently.
All of my heroin.
Yeah, you throw all of your heroin.
I've just got narcotics. No specific narcotics, just some narcotics.
So you throw all of your heroin into the bear's face. And, the bear kind of slows a bit, kind of gives a bit of a stagger, at which point Jason Statham goes, oh, it's slowing down! So he slaps it a bit in the face, and that kind of gets it going again. It's like, oh! And he continues to start just eating a little bit of it.
Ah, my leg! My leg! Oh, my body in general!
So on the bright side, Jason
Statham... My heroin!
Jason Statham, not necessarily in the danger of being sad or bored. However, you do definitely know that you hear some of the staff go, oh god, it's all going wrong, quick, call the police, and one of them's running over and is reaching for a phone at the reception. So presumably the police are on their way. If not now, then soon. There's a polar bear eating Bryn's character, and Jason Statham's currently riding it, and he has not seen a dog race at all or had a cup of tea.
This is where I pull out my Hail Mary Because I had that one bullet left from Nam around my neck on a necklace this entire time.
Is it the one that you had your name on?
It's the one that I had my name put entirely on. It was a long and grueling process and cost several thousand pounds.
Yeah, it's a long name.
So you had a like really professional engraving done.
But if you're going to go big, you go big, right?
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, yeah. So professional engraving bullet goes into, let's say, Betty for this one. She is the favourite.
Okay.
And... aiming upwards towards the bear's face.
Yep.
Headshot. That's what I'm going for.
So you're going for your last most important bullet of your weapons or weapons, presumably.
Yes, this is the last one.
Are you sure you don't want to use your hands or weapons to throw the bullet at it?
I could possibly try, but I feel that would be ineffective.
Okay, so your weapons are weapons. Give me the roll, but you are now 2 adrenaline.
I am 2 adrenaline, so this could go horribly wrong.
It went horribly wrong.
It went horribly wrong.
How wrong?
That's a 7 plus 2 is 9, and my weapons are also weapons is 8.
So I can see that John is about to fire a bullet at the bear's head, but Jason is riding the bear.
Yes, he is.
So I know this is going to go wrong. And, you know, I've lost a leg, so I'm pretty resigned to my fate at this point. I'm gonna take one last attempt to save Jason's life from this stray bullet and use my extreme sports skill to hop in the way of the bullet.
So I'm going to allow this. This won't solve the polar bear issue. This is to solve the issue of Jason Statham's about to get shot in the head.
Yeah.
That's what you're now attempting to deal with.
Sacrificing my life.
I'll allow it.
I fail.
Oh, no! So you dive in front of the bullet.
I hop in front of the bullet. I've got a single leg. It's hopping.
So you hop in front of the bullet. Unfortunately, it turns out that John Sunreatham was actually really quite exceptional shot and had already accounted for everything. So all you've done is throw him off. So you dive in front of the bullet. It ricochets off your collarbone, so you're gushing even more blood. And then admittedly decelerates enough to not instantly kill Jason Statham, but it does hit him right between the eyes, knocks him off the polar bear, and he lands on his back and is significantly closer to being dead.
Blimey. So, Francis, remember me.
You aren't dying yet. You are just gushing out now from both your collarbone and your leg. Take another adrenaline. What's your stability at?
1.
Yeah, that sounds about right. So we currently have Jason Statham is now shot in the head. A polar bear still rampant. The dogs are still running around. He still hasn't seen his race or his cafe. And the police are on their way. It's all going a bit pear-shaped, guys.
I feel like this one has not gone as well as the previous 3 days.
No,
well,
I'm still in character, of course. So, I'm sorry, Jack. I'm a seal and I have no current relationships. This is a single seal. However, and I turn to the polar bear. You! You might think, and I'm going to do a failed actor to try and talk the polar bear down in my persona as a seal.
Okay.
Which makes absolute sense. Shut up.
Sort of like a Romeo and Juliet moment.
Yeah. Would have it
love
would...
love across the species divide.
Yes, that succeeds because it's. I rolled a 5. It goes up to 6, but my failed acting is 6.
Yep.
Yay!
You. You big white idiot. Too long have you preyed upon the seals of this world, but now we are rising up in association with the humans and also the rabid dogs. We've had enough of your game, so get out of here. Get out of here now. Go. Just go. And put down Jason Statham.
The bear, which was in the process of taking Jason Statham with it, puts Jason Statham down. And then you see it kind of a bit skittish. The dog thing helped because they are rabid and they've been attacking the staff this whole time. The bear kind of retreats, backs away, looks around, backs away into the freezer, and then closes the door on itself. You have successfully dealt with the bear. Good call. Well played. So there are now just a few rabid dogs and the police on their way. And Jason Statham obviously hasn't seen his race. And you're bleeding out.
And there's no food.
And there's no food.
Yeah.
I think the food was the bear, right?
And that was the original plan for the staff, but it's all gone a bit pear-shaped.
Yeah.
Pear-shaped!
So, what are you guys doing? You can still salvage this.
I mean, I'm not sure I can. pretty sure I'm just going to die, you guys.
You're on one stability. It's like D&D. You're functionally absolutely fine.
My one leg and massive shoulder wound.
Well, everyone's really struggling with this scenario, by the way. I know this game is meant to be kind of quick and fast, and I've gone, here's everything, everyone's gone. Oh, that sounds like a mess. That sounds like the only solution is to not play the game.
I have an idea, and I've done two things in a row. Is that right? Should I
just do it?
Yeah, right, give us your idea.
I'll just pretend, I'll answer my phone and pretend to talk to somebody. Yeah? Okay. I'll let him know. Jason!
Jason Statham shot in the head.
Look, you've got to get up and get back on that horse. And by horse, I mean job,
I
and not the bear.
Why? What?
I've just had a call from a casting agency, and they want you to audition in the new blockbuster film Jason Statham creates a dog race and also runs a cafe. And they want
the
you
head.
To do that right now. And I'm going to roll Statham law. To see if his enthusiasm for acting has come over overcomes his
We've
being shot in the head.
We've been convincing him that he's in a film on what?
Yeah. No.
Oh.
No, it's an 11. I'm on an 11.
He stands up and goes, "You're right. Jason Statham is a world renowned actor." He then falls face down, just collapses face down, driving the bullet that hadn't actually buried itself in the skull just a little bit deeper.
Oh, it's like the world is not enough.
Yeah.
So Jason Statham, he now looks almost dead. He's definitely back into sad again, because he's almost dead and he's kind of upset. And you hear the distinct sound of the police arriving at the front of the hotel. It sounds vaguely similar to, but it's kind of distant at the moment. So they're not necessarily there yet, but they're definitely on their way. He's not bored though. Not bored at all. So in a lot of ways, that's a win. What's the plan, guys?
Right, John.
During perilously close.
Extract.
It's time to extract. Rolling round on the floor after both a bear attack and nearly killing the person that I was here to save. Unbelievable. It's
I'll distract the police.
You distract the police. Yes. It's time to get out of here, boys. And we're out. Yeah, I'm gonna run over to check on Jack first. And after a few seconds of saying, "Jack, don't let go, Jack," I then turn to the rest of the team and check if everything...
Do you find a small piece of wreckage that's huge? Yeah. Put him on it to then drag him away.
Exactly, yeah, and drag him back to the tour bus.
We could harness the dogs.
Why are you whispering? That's a good idea.
Don't tell Alex, but we're going to harness
the We harness the dogs.
Tied to the small piece of wreckage, apparently, and are going to drag everyone away.
So yeah. I'm going to pick up my leg. That has been chewed off by a bear and pull out the bone and be like, "Jason, watch this," and throw it to get the dogs to chase it. So they race to reach my bone.
And probably you want them to what with the bone? They will follow it, I'm guessing?
Yeah, pretty much.
I'll allow that.
And they are following you because it's your bone.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with the bone first and then we'll go with the dog sled.
Follow a piece of me.
Mm. I rolled a 6, but I've got 2 adrenaline, so I failed big time. Okay.
And I rolled a 1.
Okay, so you take, I'm afraid, a final adrenaline. The strain
handling my own severed leg was too much for my poor heart. The strain of my injuries.
Oh, God. So this is not going well. So Jack Davison dies in the process of pulling out his own bone.
Oh,
oh no.
How did this go, Magnus?
Meanwhile, your idea of harnessing the dogs, great idea. You did roll a 1.
1,
so that's,
yeah.
You do realise that's a big shining success, right? You are low.
Yeah.
So admittedly, you may have lost Jack in the process, but you managed to successfully harness some rabid dogs.
Oh no, Jack died in a situation where he totally could have survived. They just handled it a little differently.
It's almost deja vu.
Cinema
really,
gold.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's happening again! It's happening. You managed to successfully harness the dogs.
John was on the Titanic.
So you managed to...
He's having a flashback.
I was one of the commanders on the Titanic.
That was how they were shipping him out to the...
I want to say back from the American Civil War. So yeah, you've managed to harness the dogs, tied them to some wreckage, let's say, of what's left of the tables, and you've managed to put your friends. Alison, you going with, or are you staying out?
No, I'm staying to distract the police.
Okay. So you managed to put everyone on the situation, and you managed to extract them away from immediate danger. Jason Statham's barely with it, and when he is, he's crying. Aww. And admittedly, yeah, you have to deal with the police now, but you seem to have certainly at least gotten Jason Statham and Francis away from immediate danger. So at least no one's in active danger of dying now, because the dying bit's kind of done.
Yeah, that's an improvement.
So, Alison, the police are there, they're like... Jason Statham, innit? He's doing it again!
He's not here! And
I don't know why
true.
Everyone is cocky in South Africa!
It's because South African accents are difficult.
They are. Okay. I got as far as widening my voice and then stopped.
Give us one line. Go on. One line.
Filthy prawns.
That was good.
That's the best I've got.
That was, yeah.
In fact, you know what? That's what the police see. They see the buffet spread. Like, all the prawns are dirty. They're in the dirt. And they're just like, oh, filthy prawns.
I've just got to tell people who might not be aware, that is a quote from District 9. Alex doesn't just have something against prawns.
That's why I laughed. I was like, what a weird thing.
So give me a check to stop the police on their rampage.
I'm using Spin Doctor again, I think.
Okay.
Oh!
I think I'm going to get arrested. All right, so that's a 12. And, like, I had an adrenaline as well. So.
Yeah, so you're well... You're right. Okay, so the police... Start talking to them.
So you have no proof...
Kill her! Tasered Alison the way that Johnson was tasered earlier.
It's just John.
John Saint Wreatham.
Yeah.
Right.
John.
So you, Alison gets tasered exactly the same as John. And the police immediately run in. They're not too concerned by Jason Statham so much as they're just trying to arrest everyone. They've decided there's just too much going on.
I mean, there is a dead body.
That's the first person they arrest. Cool.
I feel like we've reached a pretty good climax.
So we're at the climax, guys. Okay. Either it all goes wrong at this stage. Like, so far you've managed to save people from danger, but Jason Statham isn't actually having a good holiday right now. He hasn't seen his dog. All he wanted was a dog race and a cup of tea, and so far he's been shot in the head. You can salvage this, but I need to know how. You've got a last ditch attempt here. Because I'm going to be honest, he's pretty much
either
going
to die or be sad. One of the two is absolutely going to happen.
Yeah, where do we drag him to again? Do we drag him back to the van?
I don't know, I'm dead.
You're the one leading it.
Yeah, you extracted him. Where did you extract him to?
I extracted him, well, in my mind, I extracted him back to the tour bus.
Okay, you've extracted Jason, so Jason Statham is in the tour bus. He's a little bit delirious with a bullet in his head. He's like, where are the dogs? Where's my tea? Jason Statham wants tea and dogs.
It's fortunate that on the tour bus is a very well-equipped tour bus, and in fact has some varieties of tea.
It's your action to just make Jason Statham a cup of tea.
Using...
Your hands are weapons.
These hands are...
How is using your hands are weapons going to help you with this tea?
Well, because
if you can justify it, I'll allow it.
The box of tea is really difficult to get into, Alex. It's really...
I'll allow that.
It's made of metal, and you know, it's one of those ones where, you know, when the lid sticks because of the vacuum,
you know,
on
what?
The inside.
All of that, if there's one thing that all of your time in the Crusades has taught you, it's how to break into a box
it
of
is
tea.
How
sure.
to break into a box of tea,
sure.
yeah.
Sure, give me the roll.
Oh, my time early, man. It hasn't gone well. It's an 8, which is my hands are weapons, but you add 2 for the adrenaline, so...
So you begin punching the tea. You're just punching it. Jason Statham's like, Jason Statham just wants some tea. You finally punch it hard enough for the bag to just explode. Fragments of tea bag are all over. It lands in his eyes. He's like,
fragments of tea bag. What are these tea bags made of?
You punch them real hard.
That's true, yeah.
So I'm afraid that Jason Statham has entered the danger zone.
Danger
we are now
zone.
In danger mode. We immediately swap to the relevant scene. Obviously, there's been a huge commotion and everyone has come out to see Jason Statham and a dog race, apparently, but also there's a bear. What is going... There is a huge crowd. Jason Statham stumbles out of the bus, sits down in the dirt, covered in blood, with a bullet hole in the middle of his head, and he just begins bawling like a child. His fists on the ground, kicking his heels, going, Jason's... Well, I forgot his accent. Excuse Quagney, there we go. Just do a South African accent, Alex. He's just kicking the... He's like, Jason Statham just wants some tea. Just wants some racing dogs. Jason's so high. Everyone's breaking out their phones. They're taking photos. They're filming him. You know, hashtag... Statham baby is going viral. It's all going wrong.
This is maybe for me, Alison.
One last chance.
I'm being arrested.
One last chance. Alison, you come to from being tasered. I'm afraid you are still dead, Bryn.
It's okay, because there was one thing I organised earlier in the day, and even posthumously, it might still work.
Fair.
I thought, what's the best way to end a dog race? Just a big pile of puppies.
Just a big pile of puppies.
Well, it's like a heli drop of puppies.
Yeah.
So you arranged a puppy heli drop.
I've arranged a puppy heli drop.
Well, why don't you give
me a... So it's at this exact point that the helicopter flies overhead and just drops a whole gaggle of puppies directly on Jason Statham's
parachutes, right? No, just loose.
They've got little puppy parachutes.
Aww.
It's happening again!
So this is my local knowledge to organise this, along with the dog race.
However, bear in mind that since you're dead and I'm
breaking the rules... My adrenaline's at three.
Your adrenaline's at three?
Yeah.
This is posthumous, but go for it. That's nice. I mean, if you want to ruin everyone's last chance, but no, you've said
no,
it.
That's
drop those
fine.
Puppies.
No, it happens, yeah.
I want to see those puppies
splash. I can't look.
Yay!
I did it! I rolled a four, and my three adrenaline takes that to a seven.
Yay!
So it turns out that when you were arranging...
Puppy parachuting, also an extreme
when
sport.
You were arranging, when you were arranging for like the puppy drop, you were like, I'm going to need a lot of puppies. The reason that they brought mostly rabid dogs to the race is that pretty much anything that's even puppy-shaped was loaded onto a plane, but you're also like, I need a lot. So using some contacts that you had from John, you arranged for a derelict B-52 bomber. It was actually John's B-52. He wasn't using it, so it's fine. And yeah, this B-52 bomber starts driving over the top. Jason Statham looks up. Jason Statham. At which point, puppies begin pouring out. And in a lot of ways, they race to the ground. So as Jason Statham...
One of them has a cup of tea.
And as they're racing to the ground, Jason Statham absentmindedly plucks the tea leaves out of his hair and just begins chewing them. But yeah, the puppies, they race to the ground. It turns out you haven't just arranged for a puppy para drop, you've arranged for a puppy halo drop. High altitude, low altitude. The puppies, they're rocketing to the ground at about a million miles an hour, then about, 50 feet from the air, they drop and then gently waft down. All of the crowds are cheering. It turns out it's not hashtag Statham baby. It's hashtag Statham puppy galore. I don't know. I'm not good at hashtags. But that one manages to take over the viral scene. And Jason Statham, covered in puppies, begins rolling around in the tea leaves. And the puppy is just like, Jason Statham.
Jason Statham, best holiday ever.
And then I think we'll do that excellent sort of panning shot, where we zoom out and up as we see more and more puppies parachuting down, Jason Statham rolling around in...
Everyone still alive is having a wonderful time.
Cheering crowd, and then Alison steps outside and is tasered again.
Yeah. It's fine, my husband's a lawyer.
Right, and I think we will end the episode there. Sheer madness, sheer utter madness, as these games always are. But I think I count that as a win. I count that as a success of sorts.
He got covered in puppies. That's everyone's dream.
It's true. Yeah. It's true.
It's true.
But yeah, we're done. If we seem exhausted, it's because we are.
It's very hot.
Million here. Degrees. Yeah. We're going to wrap up there. Thank you so much for joining us, Mike. I've had a good time.
Cheers for coming down, Mike. Yeah. It's been a
pleasure to be here. Thanks for inviting me. I've had a great time.
That sounded so insincere.
I've had a great time. It's been great. I'm really wet and sticky. And we've just been yelling in a closed room for hours.
I meant it to be sincere. I really have. I've honestly had a really, really good time. Thanks, guys.
Well, thank you for joining anyway. And we will return with all of you next week. But until then, bye, guys.
Bye.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter at @TheRustyQuill, or email us at mail@rustyquill.com. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
I joined in on the bye.
Yeah, you did.
I did that.
Ah, get me out of this room.
But suddenly the twist. Statement of Tim Stoker. Regarding an ill-fated game of Jason Statham.
Hi, everyone. It's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe, period, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun, and see you later.